Today's daf is Wochendaf Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem at the beginning of a new Masechta, a new Seder, Masechta Zvachim Seder Kachim. So just a little bit of an introduction. Seder Kachim is, of course, the Torah Shebal Peh, to its counterpart, Sefer Vayikra, in the Torah Shebiksav. It's a well-known Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Tzav. Amar Rav Asya. Rav Asya said, Lo mehe maschilin hatinoikit shel beis rabban, lumoid b'sefer Vayikra. Why is it that when a child begins to learn Chumash, he begins with Sefer Vayikra? Wouldn't it make more sense to begin with Sefer Bereishis, the first of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah? Why does a child begin with Sefer Vayikra? Elos, Rav Asya said, because all the Karbonos are mentioned in Sefer Vayikra. And because Tinoika Shel Beis Rabban are Tahoirim, they've never experienced an Avero. It's for that reason Hashem said that children should begin learning Seder Karbonos. Yavoyu Tahoirim v'yisasku b'maisa Tahoirim. So let the Tahoirim, these Tinoika Shel Beis Rabban, come and let them horiva, let them be Oisik mitchila in Maisa HaKarbonos, Yavoyu Tahoirim, the Yisasku, the Maisa Tahoirim. Obviously, the Medrash is Tzarech Bir. The Medrash itself explains what the Tifkeit, the Kivun is Yavoyu Tahoirim, the Yisasku, the Maisa Tahoirim. But before the Bir, the Medrash, just a little bit of an introduction. The Gemara Masechtis Menachis, Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, says as follows. The Gemara over there brings different mamorim about the chshivos of learning Seder Kachem. The pasuk says, "B'chol makom mukter mugish l'shmi." Says the Gemara, "B'chol makom solka daitach." Is there a havamina that b'chol makom in every place a person can do the avodah? Amr Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amr Rabbi Yehuda said, "Yes, it is possible." Elu tamidei chachamim ma'isik b'Torah. It's referring to tamidei chachamim that are oisik b'Torah. And Rashi's girsa is they're oisik in the Torah of Karbonos. Wherever they are, b'chol makom mala ani aleihem. If they learn, it's ki'ilu maktirim u'magishin l'shmi. It's as if they physically brought the Karbonos for me. Skipping to the end of the Gemara. Amrav Yitzchak. Ma'idichsiv, what's pshat on the pasuk that says, Zoyis teres achatos, v'zoyis teres ha'asham. Why the lashon teres achatos? Why the lashon teres ha'asham? So Rav Yitzchak said, k'lo oisik b'teres chatos, ki'ilu ikrav chatos. V'cholo oisik b'teres asham, ki'ilu ikrav asham. The Torah is coming to say that if a person learns the parish of chatos, it's as if you brought a karbon chatos. If a person learns the parish of asham, the parish of oila, the parish of mincha, the parish of pesach, the parish of toida, v'chule, it's physically as if he brought those karbonos. There's a Gemara, a well-known Gemara, Masechtas Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that Rabbi Bar Avua was once at a Beis HaKfaris, and he met none other than Eliyahu HaNavi. And the Gemara has a detailed description of the exchange between Rabbi Bar Avua and Eliyahu HaNavi. One of the questions that Rabbi Bar Avua asked Eliyahu HaNavi, he said, "Aren't you Pinchas? Pinchas Eliyahu. Pinchas we know was a Kayan. So if you're a Kayan, what are you doing in a Beis HaKfaris?" So he told him back, "Loi Masni Mar Tyrus." What kind of question is that? Rabbi Bar Avua, didn't you learn Seder Tyrus? Tanya, anyone that learned Seder Tyrus knows Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that Kavreim Shalav de Kechavim ain't Metamim. It's only Kivrei Yisrael that's Metamim. But Kivreim Shalav de Kechavim is not Metamim. Amaleis, Rabbi Bar Avua told the Yohan Novi, Barbo Loi Matzino. The fourth starim in Shas that are halacha lemaisa, I'm struggling to learn. Peshita Matzino, you expect me to know Seder Tyrus? Zok Rashi. Which four starim are halacha lemaisa? Says Rashi, Moyed, Yeshuais, and Nosha. Seder Moyed is halacha lemaisa. Seder Noshim and Seder Nezikin are also halacha lemaisa. Why? Shein noy against Bizman Azeh ki Bizman Abayis. Because they're 100% applicable Bizman Azeh. What's the fourth? Zok Rashi, V'kachim Nami. Kachim is also halacha lemaisa. Kidichse ubechal makim mugish l'shmi v'amrina b'menachas taf kuf yud. Elu tamid chachamim ma'oskim behilchas avoyed ubechal makim malani aleim ki ilu makriv enoisim beveis hamikdash. Says Rashi, you know what the fourth seder that's halacha lemaisa is? We know mayid, we know nashim, we know nuzikin. Which is the fourth one? It's seder kachim. How seder kachim halacha lemaisa? We don't have a beveis hamikdash. We don't have avoyed. We don't have kehanim. How is it possible today to have seder kachim as halacha lemaisa? Zok Rashi, look at menachas taf kuf yud. That's that omid. That means Seder Kachim is lemaisa for a person that wants to bring a carbon. You can actually bring a carbon bizman hazeh. The way you bring a carbon bizman hazeh is by learning Torah's Kayanim, by going through those limudim, the halachas that deal with Seder Kachim. It's Yudua that the Chofetz Chaim wrote a lot about limud seder kachim. And it bothered him that nobody learned seder kachim. He says, echad mi elef, he's found that really is a baki in the yisoidus of seder kachim. And it bothered him so much that he wrote a whole kuntras, a whole chibur. It's called Torah Ar, Yud Beis Prakim, where he goes through his case. This is the Chafetz Chaim's case for learning Seder Kachim. And it's kedai to see it, especially now, before we spend close to the next 2 years learning Seder Kachim. So it's definitely something worth going through if you want to have an appreciation of what we're about to do. But there's one excerpt of the Chafetz Chaim that I think is mamish kedai to speak out. And that is, he says as follows, it's a big pellet to me why people don't learn Seder Kachim. And he goes on to tell a marshal. He says, imagine a person would do a favor for the king. And the king tells this person, because of the favor that you gave me, I'm giving you an opportunity to come to my palace, to go to the oitzer, and you can take tens of thousands of dollars. I'm going to give you an opportunity to take whatever you want out of the Oitzer Zamelech. Here's a ticket. Take this ticket. Show up. Whenever you come with it, you can get whatever it is you want. He says, imagine if this person would take the ticket, stick it in a drawer somewhere, forget about it. He'd be a shaita. Who in the world would do something like that? Says the Chafetz Chaim, I'm going to read a little inside. Va'anu, ba'atz lo yiseinu, us, in our laziness, noyagim ba'avoy niseinu harabim b'ish hazeh. Yesh lanu shtar. We have a star, Schus Godel, Meitz Melech Kol Olam, Hu Aboyri Yisbarach, Zekam Ma'alofim Shana, Sheftiach Lanu Aydei Avram Avinu, Va'ayidei Neviyav, Shekashen Nishtadu Be'is HaGoylet, that when we're going to be in Golos, if we're going to attempt Leida, the Lilmoit, in Yoni HaKarbonois, Yechoshiv Lanu Levad Mitzvahs Limin HaTorah, in addition to the Schus of Limin HaTorah that we're going to get, Oit Schus Achar, Dahainu Ki'ilu Kvar Kiyamnu Hadover Be'poyol Mavish, it's going to be as if we did what it is we're learning about, Shekravnu Karbonois Be'beis Mikdashoi. Hashem is a baruch shomer after chasai. Hashem is going to keep his word. That means we have an opportunity to learn Seder Kachin, and by doing that, it's as if we're being makriv karbonos. Like that person, we stick it in a drawer somewhere and we forget about it. Rather than pull it out, bring it to the king and tell Hashem, you're a shomer after chasai, this is my carbon that I'm bringing for you right now. V'ine, says the Chafetz Chaim, ilu hayu mevasrim lanu, imagine you'd get a psura, you'd hear the kol shofar, shev nivne beis hamikdash. Today, Barur Hadavar, it's Poshit, Shafilu Kotin Shabi Yisrael, Lohoye Mesatza, Lefazer, Kamma Soris, Rubel Kesef, Lisa Leretz HaKodesh. There isn't a person in the world that wouldn't take the money that he has, spend it, go to Eretz Yisrael, bring karbonos. Lahakriv oivel lefnei Hashem. To bring a karbon oil, al inyoni asei shava miyamot. For a bitul mitzvah asei that maybe he has, that he's carrying around with him. Ulahakriv toidel lefnei Hashem. Or to bring a karbon toidel, al kam inyoni toivos v'nisim, shenas lebi mechayev. Who doesn't feel sometimes that he wants to bring a carbon taida? Who wouldn't get on a plane and do that? Ubefratim yerli chas v'sholim chil Shabbos shenischayv avur zechatas bivadei hoyu meschazik b'chol koychoy lalei sleret Yisrael ulahakriv carbon lefnei Hashem sheyischap leichatosoy umahichpas lanu shakadosh baruch hu b'reiv chaznoy. So imagine, that's poshut we would do. But Hashem said it's easier than that. You don't have to get on a plane. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't even have to wait for the Beis HaMikdash to be built. All you have to do is learn Seder Kachin. And by learning halachos elu, it's ki'ilu anu makriven korbin mamish. Ve'in tzorich al zeh lechatis raglo v'ntsoya. V'loi laharbois behoitza. Elo korev elenu hadover ma'oid. Kol echod ve'echod. Beveisoi u beveis midrosho. Yuchal lesake nafshoi ki hayoi. K'moy bezman ha-mikdash. Taloi kol echod ve'echod mi'yisro b'mechayev. Yochel lahakrev al yedei limudei korbin oilo v'korbin shlomin v'korbin toido. V'kamei minei menochis v'korbin oshon v'korbin chatos v'korbin pesach. V'chein kol korbonas ha-mayadim bezmanom. He says, unfortunately, people do not get this, says the Chafetz Chaim. But you want to know what limud seder kachim is. It's limud ha-toira. It's for sure. But like the Chafetz Chaim speaks out in the Perek Aleph of Toira. In addition to the amud ha-toira that you get when you learn seder kachim, you actually have the amud ha Voida as well. You have two amudim that are all wrapped in one when you're learning Seder Kachim. You be Mekayim Torah, you be Mekayim Avoida, two of the three amudim that the Olam is Oymed on. It's interesting, there's a Ramah in Hilchas Tefillah. So the Ramah over there discusses that some people have a minik that they say Pitamak Torahs. Every day they say Pitamak Torahs. Says the Ramah, Pitam HaKtoiris, there's an Indian that you should do it. However, there are others that said that if you're going to say Pitam HaKtoiris, make sure you say Mitoich HaKsav V'loi Balpeh. Don't say it Balpeh. Mipshom Sh'amir B'makam HaKtoiris. Because when you say Pitam HaKtoiris, it's going to be as if you actually brought the HaKtoiris. V'chayshinan, and we're worried, Shem Yedal Echem Nesamon now. Maybe you're going to leave out one of the Samone HaKtoiris. V'amrinan, and we know, V'mchisa Achetz Mikol Samoneh, Chayv Miso. So you would get yourself into a situation to be involved with something that's Chayim Misa, says the Ramah, and this is the minig of people that daven Ashkenaz, L'chein Nagu Shaloi Lomer B'chol. So that reason you don't say during the week, Shememar L'manachtam, because during the week people daven fast, and we're afraid that you're going to say it Balpeh, and you're going to leave out one of the Samonim, and it's a Shaila of Sakana. M'chisa Achas Mikol Samonel Chayim Misa, Chayishin Shem Yadali. Shabbos, people are calmer, they're relaxed, they're not in such a rush. Over there, we're not so worried that you're going to be M'chasa Achas Mikol Samonel. Magen Avram says, what's the Makar to this Ramah? It's the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef brings up Hashem Kadmoinim. But the Magen Avram says the Beis Yosef himself wasn't masking. Says the Beis Yosef, why? The Ein Misa Ela Behaktara, V'loi Ba'amira. It's true that if a person, a Kohen, would be Makta the Ktoiris and he'd be M'chasa Achas Mikol Samonel for that, he would be Chayim Misa. But when we say Pitam HaKtoiris, are we being mocked to the Ktoiris? Not being mocked to the Ktoiris. We're just reading the parsha of the Ktoiris. The ain misa ela b'haktoro, loy b'amira. V'oidei misa ela b'mezid, v'chein ha-medaktikin nohagu lo'in me'b'choyon. That's what the Beis Yosef says. The medaktikin do say it the whole day. Nusach Svar, Nusach Ashkenaz. It comes from this Ramah right here. But I was thinking, what's the beer? What's the beer in the Machloikis? I think the beer in the Machloikis is the Chachma Shloima in the beginning of Evin Ezer that we always speak out. Chachma Shloima brings a Machloikis drisha and taz. Every time you find the Chazal that the Gemara says that if you do this, it's ki'ilu you did that. Kol megal del yosem v'yisayim v'teich v'yisayim ma'al olav ha'kosav kilu yodeh. Kol melam b'nis ben chaviri toira ma'al olav ha'kosav kilu yodeh. Freik Rav Shlomo Kluger, klert Rav Shlomo Kluger. Does it mean literally if someone teaches somebody else toira, it's ma'al olav ha'kosav kilu yodeh? If someone's megal del yosem v'yisayim v'teich v'yisayim, it's kilu yodeh, meaning he's mekayin the mitzvah peruvu. Maybe now he doesn't have to have his own children because he was Megadol Yosem Yisrael B'teich Beisai. So it's Ma'al Olav HaKosav Kilu Yodai. If it's Kilu Yodai, he has children. If he has children, so now he doesn't have, he was already Mekayim the Mitzvah Peruvu. That Yosem B'Yisrael, that was Niskado. Does he or she have a Chi of Kibud Ave'en to those that raised him? It's Kilu Yodai. So Kabed Esavicha V'Asimecha. How far do you take it when Chazal says Kilu? And says Rav Shlomo Kluger, it would seem to be a machloikis in your day, Reish Membeis, between the Drisha and the Taz. Every single time you find in Shas, this idea of Kilu, is it Mamish Kilu or is it not Mamish Kilu? Ulai, that's the beer and this Shail over here, the Beis Yosef and the Chalkin that the Ramon, the Magen Avraham both bring. And that is when a person learns Torah Sa'ilu, it's Kilu Hikrav Ayilu. Person learns Torah Sachatos, it's Kilu Hikrav Chatos. If a person says Pitamak Torah, it's Kilu Hikrav Torah. But how far is that? Is it mamish ke'ilu? You're literally being mocked to the k'tayrus. If you're being mocked to the k'tayrus, maybe you can't skip a word. Or maybe it's not mamish ke'ilu. If it's not mamish ke'ilu, you get scharis if you did it. But the point is, you're not physically bringing the k'tayrus. If you're not physically bringing the k'tayrus, then there's no mocking. That's the Beis Yosef's taina. The ein misa ela b'haktara v'loi b'amira. It's true, there's chashivos. And you maybe could be poiling the ulamos, things, as if you would have brought the k'tayrus, but you're not bringing the k'tayrus. So if you're not bringing the k'tayrus, there's no makom to say, v'mchisa achas mikol samanel, chayiv misa, it's yedua, that the chida in his forum asks Akasha, the chida said, that we all know the Gemara. The Gemara said, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was kar v'hita. He was once mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. Chazal said, la'yikr lo'iraner. Rabbi Shmuel said, you have nothing to worry about. Then he said, kama gedolim divri chachamim, because he himself ended up being nichshol, and he wrote on a pinkus, Ani Yishmol ben Elisha Karisi Vatisi, V'ksheibon beis hamikdash, Avi chatashmein. And the chidah is very bothered, because he doesn't understand. Rabbi Shmuel lived after the Churban. After the Churban, you don't have to bring a Karban Chatos to have a Karban Chatos. Why couldn't Rabbi Shmuel just sit down and learn Teres Chatos? And by learning Teres Chatos, it's Ke'ilu Hikrav Chatos, and everything would have been enough. I think the chidah says a big chiddush. Chidah says a teretz that what was Rabbi Shmuel's lashon? The k'sheibon beis hamikdash, Avi chatashmein. A person through learning Teres Chatas could be Ki'ilu Hikrav Chatas. But the Hidurim in the Chatas, Chatas Shmeina, that you can't have. And Rabbi Shmuel wanted a Chatas Shmeina, and that's why he emphasized in his pinkis, Rabbi Shmuel said Karbonis, he learned Seyd HaKachim, but what he didn't have was the Chatas Shmeina, and that was something that he wanted to have. But the emes is, whether or not Rabbi Shmuel, Likshei Bona Beis HaMikdash, would be Chayiv Chatas, could be totally in the Shaila. If Ki'ilu means literally you brought a Karbon Chatas, so you brought a Karbon Chatas. Just like with regards to Pita Maktoiris, if you're Mechase Achas Mikol Samanel Chayiv Miso, because you're physically bringing the Ktoiris, so too, Rabbi Shmuel brought the Chatas. There's no mocking for the Chatas. But if it's not Ki'ilu in the Mamish sense, like the other side in this Chakira, there the Reb Shlomo Kluger brings. Either way, one thing you see for sure, and that is when a person learns Teres Chatos, Teres Oyelot, Teres Oshon, like the Chabetz Chaim says, Ba'arichos, B'lashonai Hazav, he's not just being Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but you're actually being Mekayim the mitzvah of Avodah, the mitzvah of Hakrovis Karbonis. That's the beer in the Medrash. Zok the Medrash. That when a person learns Teres Kayanim, whether it's Sefer Vayikra, Chumash Rashi, the Rishonim, whether it's Zvachim and Achis, you're learning Seder Kachim, he's not just learning Torah. You're actually standing in the Beis HaMikdash and you're bringing Karbonis. You're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order for a person to properly serve Hashem, he has to be HaTahar. You have to be Rein. Kayanim had to be Rain that couldn't be possible, they couldn't have tumor. They had to make sure that they were tahirim before they went ahead to go do the avodah. It's for that reason, who's the most befitting to learn Teres Kayanim? It's the Tinoikin Shabbos Rabbam. Tinoikin Shabbos Rabbam that were not Toyin Tam Chet. Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu, you maschilim tchila b'seidar kabonos. Yavoyu tahirim v'yisasku b'maisa tahirim. They're the ones that are most fitting to learn seidar kabonos. And like the Medrash fears us, inside, l'fichach animal aleyem, kilu heim oimdim u'makrivim l'fnei ha-kabonos. V'hein hein hadvarim. The idea is that being that when a person learns Teres Kayanim, it's as if he was makriv the kabonos. Memela, the more tahir you are, the more shayach you are to be able to learn Teres Kayanim regardless. So Teres Kayanim, Seder Kachim is the Amud HaTorah. You also have an Amud Avodah as well. The Chofetz Chaim says that a person that learns Seder Kachim, it's as if he's being makriv karbonis, an unbelievable thing. I mean, just think a little bit about what the Beis HaMikdash was. It was Mesois Kalaretz. Mesois Kalaretz means that any person, that any Yeshua, he went to the Beis HaMikdash, whether it was a Rufus HaNefesh, whether it was a Rufus HaGuf, whether he wanted to bring a carbon toide, he wanted to give Shvach Vodot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash was Mesois Kalaretz, made people happy. Because it was a place that a person can go and he can walk out and feel that he was really, really healed, that he got whatever tikkun, whatever it was that he needed in his life, whatever Meshalei Sliba was, Beis HaMikdash fulfilled, it satisfied. Beis HaMikdash was Mesois Kol Haaretz. Today's Taka Rosh Chodesh Iyar. We always speak out to Bnei Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar says, Ani Hashem Reifecha, Oisi Yisir, it's his man that's Mesugal, the Refuas HaNefesh, the Refuas HaGuf, Sataka, the Schus of Limud Seder Kachim. We should all have Yeshuas, and on that note, we begin Zvachim Daf Beis. So now, the intro to Zvachim Daf Beis. So Zvachim, obviously, deals with Maisei HaKarbonos. That's the primary subject. So what's a carb? Person has a behemoth. He goes over to the behemoth and he says, Harezu oyla, Harezu chatas, Harezu osham, Harezu toida. With his word, his bitui, works with the parish of Nadarim, of course, with his words, this animal flips from being chulin to being kacha, which, by the way, you see the power of speech. Because chulin, you can do whatever you want with. You can shecht it, you can eat it, it could be lunch, it could be breakfast, it could be supper, it could work for you in your field. Once you say those magic words, Harezu oyla, now if you have hanah shava pruta b'shoigig, you're ready. We're a mile behektish and you have to bring a karbonosha, it becomes very, very chamor. But the point is, it starts off with an animal. That's how the story begins. You go over to the animal and you decide that you want this animal to be kodesh. Different types of kedusha, every carbon has its own level. The halacha is that once an animal becomes hektish, it now had to be brought as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So the person that was machdish's carbon would take it, he would go to the Beis HaMikdash, he would hand it over to the Kehanim. The Kehanim's job was now to do avoida with this animal. How do you do avoida? So the avoida was really divided into two groups. There was the avoida sadam, and then there was the shiari avoida, everything else. The avoida sadam was made up of shchita, kabbalah, Haylacha Zrika. Number one, a kayin. Gemara says shechita ksheir bazar. But usually it was a kayin that would take the animal, he would shecht it. After they shechted the animal, there was another kayin standing to make sure that he caught the blood that would come out of the animal after the animal was shechted. That second maisa was called Kabbalah. Then they did haylacha. They would take the blood, bring it to the mizbeach, and then finally Zrika, where they spritz the dam onto the mizbeach. Depending on what carbon was being brought, that determined how the shechita was done, how the zrika was done for sure. But the point is that shechita, kabbalah, haylacha, zrika, those were the dalet avodah zadam. This was the part of the carbon that was ma'akiv. The most integral part of bringing a carbon was zrika. Meaning, if all that was done with the carbon was shechita, kabbalah, haylacha, and zrika, the baal ha-carbon accomplish whatever it was he was trying to accomplish. So if he was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig, he was chayv to bring a carbon chatas. If he took an animal, said, Harezu Chatas, then brought the Chatas to the Beis HaMikdash, handed over to the Kehanim, they did the Avodah Saddam. The Zerika was, as soon as the Zerika was done, the fourth of the Avodah Saddam, at that point, this person no longer has to bring a Karban Chatas. He got Kapara for his Chil Shabbos B'Shoiki that he needed, and now at this point, he's good to go. Stating that, there were other mitzvahs that were done after the Zerika. Number one, they would take some of the meat, some of the emurim of the animal, and they would be makter it. They would burn it on the fire that was on top of the Mizbeach, the Marocha, and they would burn it there. It's known as the mitzvah of Haktaras Emur. Haktaras Emur is a mitzvah. It's an avoida. A zar can't do it. But at the same time, it wasn't ma'akiv in the kapara of the carbon. So even if the haktara never happened, the emurim got lost, or somebody got lazy, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, as long as there was zrika, zrika is the mechaper. In addition to that, there was meat that was eaten. Depending on the carbon, oilu we know was... But different karbonis did have dine achila, and whoever the Torah says is supposed to eat it had a mitzvah to eat it. Kehanim, the bailim, but there was a mitzvah achilas basar on parts of the karbon as well. And then finally, there was a mitzvah shvicha shashirai. Not all the dam that was taken by the Kabbalah actually went on the Mizbeach b'shas Zerika. Zerika made up a very small percentage of the entire dam, so what do you do with the rest of the dam? So it's kodesh. So there was places in the Beis HaMikdash where you were supposed to pour it, again, depending on which carbon we're dealing with, but the bottom line is it was a mitzvah shvicha shirai. So you have the ikur avoidoi sadam, and that is shchita, kabbalah, hoylacha, and zrika. In addition to that, there's shiore mitzvah. There's the mitzvah of aktaris emurim, there's the mitzvah of achilas basar, achilas kachim, you have shvicha shashirai. These are all things that are going to be discussed in very, very, very great detail throughout Masechtas Zvachim. The first Mishnah begins with a halacha, a detail that was very, very important that the Kohen had to be cognizant of while he was doing the Avodos Hadam. While he was doing, again, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zerika. And that is, he had to make sure that his machshavos were pure. The machshava, what the Kohen was thinking while he did the Avodah, had a tremendous effect on whether or not this Avodah would be a kosher Avodah, or whether the Avodah would not be a kosher Avodah. We're all familiar with the halachas of pigle, for example. If a Kohen, while he was doing one of the Avodahs, he had in mind that after I finish doing the Avodah Saddam, I'm going to eat the meat, which I'm entitled to as the Kohen, but I'm going to eat it chutz lezmanoi. I'm going to eat it after the time that the Torah allows me to eat it. Every carbon's meat had an expiration date. The expiration date was 1 day, 2 days. But if the Kohen had a mind that he's going to eat it chutz lezmanoi or chutz lemkoymoi, kachim had to be eaten in certain places, depending on if it was kachim kalim or kachim gadashim. So if a Kohen has in mind, b'shas, he's doing one of the avodas, that he's going to eat the basar chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemkoymoi, or he's going to be makta de murim chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemkoymoi, or he's going to do the zrika chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemkoymoi, the halach is, it was a machsheves pigel, it disqualified the carbon, the details of which we're going to see throughout Masechtas Zvachim. So that's Masechtas, that's the idea of pigel, that's from the most basic halachas in Seder Kachim. And what the idea, the theme of Pigel is that there is a concept of a Kohen having an improper thought, the Machshava Zara, while he's doing the Avodah, and the Machshava Zara can throw off the entire carbon. Masechtas Zvachim begins with a different Machshava, and that is the Machshava of Shaloi Lishma. And that is that if a Kohen would have the wrong Machshava while he's doing the Avodah, a Machshava of Shaloi Lishma, that too would have an ability to potentially make the carbon possible. And really, Machsheve Shaloi Lishma begins with a Mishnah, not in Zvachim Daf Beis, but a Mishnah in Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. And that's the last thing we need before we start the Masechta. That is, the Mishnah says in Zvachim Mem Vav Amud Beis, L'shem Shisha Dvarim Azevach Nizbach. There are 6 kavanas of Lishma that a Kohen had to have while he was doing the Avodah. Again, even though it says Nizbach, which literally means Shechita, Shechita is lav dafka. Shechita, Kabbalah, Hoylacha, Zerika. Says the Mishnah, number one, L'shem Zevach. He had to have in mind the exact carbon that he was bringing. So if he was bringing an oil, he had to have in mind, I'm doing oil. If it was a Chatas, he had to have in mind Chatas. If it was a Pesach, he had to have in mind Pesach. The Kohen had to have in mind the particular carbon that he was bringing. L'shem Zevach. He also had to have in mind who the Bala carbon was. So if the Kohen is bringing the carbon for Ruvay, he can't have in mind that Shimon should be Nischaper. He has to have in mind that Reuven should be Nischaper. L'shem Hashem, he has to have in mind that this carbon is being offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'shem Ishim, L'shem Reyach, L'shem Nichayach. Additionally, he has to have in mind that after he brings the carbon, after we do these avoidas, at some point there's going to be a Haktara, and that Haktara is going to be a Reyach Nichayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There'll be Reyach, there'll be Nichayach. We'll see what those nuances are. But the bottom line is that a person, a Kohen, while he did the avoida, he had to have in mind that the avoida is being done lishma, and there was six se'ifei katan in what the definition of lishma is. L'shem zevach, l'shem zoyveach, l'shem Hashem, l'shem ishim, l'shem reyach, l'shem nichayach. Mishnah continues, says, achatas and an asham, achatas and asham that are bala kapara, in addition to those kavanas, he had to have in mind that he's bringing it l'shem chet. That means a carbon had to be brought lishma. What happens then if a purse, a kayin, does the avoida, and instead of having in mind lishma, he has in mind shiloi lishma? So for example, he's bringing an oila, and instead of having in mind while he's bringing the oila that he's bringing an oila, he has in mind that he's bringing a shlam. He brings an oila l'shem shlam, or a shlam l'shem oila. Or what would be if a person is bringing a carbon, and instead of bringing the carbon l'shem Reuven, he has in mind l'shem Shimon v'chule? That's the first mission over here in the Sach Tzvach. Zok the mission. Kol asvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman k'sheirim. Any carbon that literally means shenishchat, but again shechita lav dafka, any one of the dalar avodas adam were done shaloi l'shma kosher, it's going to be kosher. And Rashi says right away that this mishnah that discusses Shalei Lashma, even though we just said Lashem Shisha Dvarim HaZevach Nizbach, we'll talk more about this over the next few days, but we're talking specifically about the first Lashma mentioned in the Mishnah, Lashem Zevach, which the Gemara is going to refer to as Shinei Kodesh, meaning this person, this Kayan did the Avodah, it was Shalei Lashma in the sense that it was an Oilazok Rashi Lashem Shlomim, as an example. But he's not referring to any of the other types of lishmas that are mentioned in the Mishnah later, Daf Mevam on the base. Again, if somebody brings a carbon, and the kohen, while he's doing the avoida, has in mind shalei lishma, he brought an oila, but he had in mind l'shem shlamim. So the halacha is, the carbon is still going to be kosher. What does it mean that it's kosher? Rashi says, you can fear oista avoida. You could do the zrika, you could be makdadei murim, you could eat the basar. It's not a possible carbon in the sense that you have to burn it, you have to get rid of it. The carbon is going to be kosher. At the same time, meaning, the carbon is not going to accomplish what it was supposed to accomplish. If this person said, harei olai oila, and it's for that reason now, he's fulfilling his nether, he's bringing a carbon oila, this oila that was brought, shalai l'shma, is not going to fulfill his obligation. He's going to have to go take another oila and bring the other oila. By the way, sugi's a masechtes gittin and perek hanazakin, whether the kohen is now liable as a mazik. Right, this a classic example what the Gemara refers to as hezek she'ene nikar. Hezek she'ene nikar. Shmei hezek loy shmei hezek. Could be that there is recourse. You can go to the kohanim and say, you messed up my carbon. I brought an oila. I spent a lot of money on this. Now I'm going to have to go bring another oila to be mashed for my chiv. But that's not the sugi over here, masechtes vachim. We're discussing more the kashrus of the carbon. So it says the Mishnah, the carbon is kosher. You can fear oista avoda. Just because he messed up the shechita doesn't necessarily mean that you can't do the halacha and the zrika and the aktara and the achilas basa. At the same time, it's le'olu l'bayim shem chayva. Says the Mishnah, that's true for kol azvachim chutz, but there's two exceptions. When a pesach v'achatos, a carbon pesach and a carbon chatos, if those karbanos would be brought and the avoda would be done shalei l'shma, so if it would be a chatas l'shem shlamim or a pesach l'shem shlamim, over there the halacha would be that the carbon is pasul. So not only is it not olu l'bayin l'shem chayva, but the carbon is pasul. You can't do the zrika, you can't do the haktara, you can't eat the basa. Says the Mishnah, ha pesach bizmani v'achatas b'chol zman. FYI, an interesting halacha, something the Gemara is going to discuss in detail in the coming weeks, and that is that the only time a carbon pesach is called a carbon pesach is only bizmani, during the time that the Yidden had a chiv to bring the carbon pesach, which of course is Erev Pesach from Chatzos. So there's a few hours a year that a carbon pesach has a din of a carbon pesach. The rest of the year it has a din of a shlamim. The Gemara says pesach shlei bizmanoi has a din of a shlamim. So a pesach is like a subcategory of a shlamim. When it's disman to bring the carbon pesach, it has a din of a carbon pesach. When it's not disman to bring the carbon pesach, it has a din of a shlamim. L'may nafkemina, pesach shlei l'shma is pasul. Shlamim shlei l'shma is kosher elu shlei olu l'bayil in l'shem chayva. So when we say chutzman pesach, we mean only when it's a pesach. Only when it's disman to bring the carbon pesach, that's when it has a din of a pesach. That's when, if it's shalei l'shma, it's going to be pasul. But if it's going to be shalei bizmanoi, it doesn't have a din of a pesach. It has a din of a shlamim. Mele, it's going to be kosher. Achatus b'chol zman. Achatus is always achatus. It's always achatus. So achatus is no such thing as shalei bizmanoi. Rebbe Leza argues. He says that it's not only chutzman pesach v'achatus. He adds a third carbon to the list. Afa osham and says Rebbe Yezer ha pesach bizmanoi. Like the Tana Kama said, a pesach is only a pesach during the zman that you have a chiv to bring the carbon pesach. Rabbi Eliezer says, how do I know that an Asham is like a Chatos? Meaning, how do I know that just like a Chatos, Shalei L'shma is Pasul, So to an Oshim Shalei Lishma is going to be possible. So he says it's back of the envelope arithmetic. Hachat is Baal Chet, Veho Oshim Baal Chet. Ma Chat is Psula Shalei Lishma, Afa Oshim Basel Shalei Lishma. He says Chat is an Oshim are unique in that those are the two karbonos of the entire litany of karbonos that were Baal Chet. Where if somebody did an Avera, now he has to bring a carbon chat. Somebody did an Avera, now he has to bring a carbon osh. Now, could be there's an idea of bringing a carbon chatas shaloy al chet. But the point is, chatas was ba'al chet. Osham was also ba'al chet. You can ask Akasha, isn't oyla ba'al chet? Isn't oyla mechaper on mitzvah saseh? Rashi brings in a chumash, we just spoke out, l'shoni azov shal chafetz chayim, that if someone was mevatel on saseh, he certainly would want to bring a carbon oyla. So we're going to get to that. But the point is that throughout Seder Kachin, you're going to get used to this idea. Chatas and Oshem are unique in that they are the two karbonos that are Ba'al Chet. So says Rabbi Eliezer, Chatas and Oshem are similar. Chatas Shalei Lishma is possible, and Oshem Shalei Lishma is going to be possible. Yesim and Chayni is a third sheet in the Mishnah. Hanishchotim L'shem Pesach L'shem Chatas Psul. Meaning, not only is a Chatas and a Pesach Shalei Lishma possible, but any carbon that you shecht and you have in mind Shinui Kodesh, you have in mind the wrong Zevach, and the wrong carbon, meaning the Machshava was, I'm bringing an Oila, but not L'Shem Shlomim, L'Shem Chatos, L'Shem Pesach. If you did it L'Shem Chatos and L'Shem Pesach, that's going to be enough to be possible as well. Just like a Chatos and a Pesach, Shaloi L'Shma is possible, so to any other carbon, L'Shem Chatos and L'Shem Pesach is going to be possible. And finally, the fourth sheet in the Mishnah, Shimon Achi Azariah Oimer, Shachton L'Shem Gavoya Mehen Ksher, L'Shem Namach Mehen Psulim. Shimon, who was the brother of Azariah, said, interesting way of referring to a Tana, in a Mishnah no less, Shimon Achi Azariah. So Rashi says, Shimon used to sit and learn, and he had a brother, Azariah, who was Asa Perkakmatia. And they had a Yisachas Vulin relationship. And Azariah supported Shimon. And because Azariah supported Shimon, all Shimon's Torah, to a degree, were credited to Azariah. And that's why when Shimon was mentioned in the Mishnah, he's mentioned as Shimon Achi Azariah. Unbelievable. But either way, it says Shimon Achi Azariah, the way it works is as follows. Shach L'Shem Gevaya Meyam Ksheh. Anytime a person shachs a carbon, Shalei L'Shma, if the carbon that he had in Zinin was of a greater Kedusha than the carbon that he's bringing, Ksherim, it's going to be Pasha. L'shem Namuch Mehem, if the carbon that he has in Zinin is of a lesser Kedusha, then it's going to be Pasha. Okay, it's how he explained. Kachim Kedusha Shach L'shem Kachim Kalim Psulim. If you bring Kachim Kedusha such as a Chatas and a Nosham, and you have in mind Kachim Kalim, it's going to be Pasha. Kachim Kalim Sheshachtim L'shem Kachim Kedushim Ksherim. B'char V'hamayser Sheshachtim L'shem Shlomim Ksherim. Even though B'char and Mayser are technically Kachim Kalim, but you see it's considered a separate subcategory within the world of Kachim Kalim. So if somebody would bring a B'char and a Mayser, and you have in mind Shlomim, which is of a higher darga within Kachem Kedalim, it would be Kasher. Shlomim, Sheshachtim, L'Shem Bechor, L'Shem Meiser, Psulim is going to be possible. In other words, we have four shitas in the Mishnah as it relates to a carbon that was brought, Shaloi L'Shma. The Mishnah begins, Kol Azvachim Shenizbuchu Shaloi L'Shma Ksher, Elo Shaloi Olu L'Bayim L'Shem Chayva. Any carbon that's brought Shaloi L'Shma is Kasher, meaning you could do this Rika, you could do the Akhtara, you could eat the Basar. However, of course, that's Pasha, it doesn't matter what carbon it is. If it was brought with a Machshav Shalei L'shma, Loi Olu L'Bayil L'Shem Chayva. The Bala carbon is going to have to replace his carbon. He's going to have to bring another carbon in order for him to get his Ritzoy. If he was Chayiv Chatas, he's going to have to bring another Chatas. If he was Chayiv Oila because he made a Neder, he's going to have to bring an Oila. If he was Chayiv Toida, if he's from Narbot Tzrichin L'Hoidas, he's going to have to bring another Toid. But at the same time, it's Kasha, with the exception of four Shittas. Tanakama Shittas, the exception is Chatas and Pesach. Chatas and Pesach Shalei L'shma is not Kasha. It's possible. What does possible mean? Again, you can't do the Akhtar. You can't do the Zeriko. You can't eat the Basar. Eliezer says it's Pesach, Chatas, and Osham. Yosef ben Choyni says it's Pesach and Chatas, but he adds that if you have in mind while you're bringing another carbon, that you want that carbon to be L'Shem Chatas, L'Shem Pesach, it's going to be possible as well. And then finally, the fourth Shita, which is Shimon Achi Azariah, who said that it's only to do with Chatas and Pesach, rather what it has to do with is, was it L'Shem Gavoya or was it L'Shem Namuch? If you had in mind a greater Kedusha, it's going to be Kasher. If you had in mind a lesser Kedusha, it's going to be possible. Zok Gemara. The first halacha of the Mishnah was, Kol Azvachon Shenizbechu Sheloi L'Shman Ksherin. Any zevach that's brought shaloi l'shma is kosher. Ela, however, shaloi olu l'baylin l'shem chayva. Says the Gemara, lomali l'misna ela shaloi olu l'sni v'loi olu l'baylin l'shem chayva. So the Gemara is being medayik the word ela. Kol azvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman ksherim ela shaloi olu l'baylin l'shem chayva. Ela is a little dramatic. What would be wrong had the Mishnah just said kol azvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman ksherim v'loi olu l'baylin l'shem chayva? Now why is v'loi better than
Ela Shaloi. So Rashi says an interesting pshat. Rashi, it's not so much that grammatically one is better than the other. But Rashi says, the Gemara says, B'sachim daf gimel amid beis, lo'olam yeshana adam l'tamidai b'derech tzara. A person's supposed to be a makatzer. This is being makatzer. Why do you have to say Ella? It's another word. Just say Veloy. It's one less word to remember. So it's for that reason. Zok, the Gemara, why did it say Ella Shalai Yalo? Shouldn't it have said Veloy? Zok, the Gemara, no, because there's a halacha. There's something we're actually learning from the word El. Hakamash Malon, Labailam Hudalay Alu Lashem Chayva, Avu Bikdusha Sayu Kaimi, Va'asir Lishnuyebu. The Mishnah is trying to emphasize that the only thing not kosher about a carbon that was brought with a machshava shalei l'shma is that it's lay olu l'bayil l'shem chayva. But any other havamina ben havamina ben benoy shal havamina, that you might have to say that maybe because this carbon was brought shalei l'shma, so maybe this halacha doesn't apply or that halacha doesn't apply. Dozok de mishnah el, nor only this. This is the only nafkemina. The only nafkemina, the only sense in which this carbon is not kosher is that it's le'olu b'ayin l'shem chayv. But in terms of every other sif katan and the laws of kachim, it's going to apply to this carbon despite the fact that it was brought shaloi l'shma. What's the chiddush that the Gemara springs out? And that is that don't think that being that you just did the shechita shaloi l'shma, it was the wrong thing to do. We'll see, maybe there's a lav associated with it. But the Kayin did a Shechita Shalei Lashma. So maybe now it's okay to do the Kabbalah Shalei Lashma. Maybe it's okay to do the Hilacha with the Zrika Shalei Lashma. That's the Chiddush of Ella, also Lishnui. But Kidder Rava, Rava said it already. Dama Rava, Oilah Shachta Shalei Lashma, also the Zrikdama Shalei Lashma. That an Oilah that was Shachta Shalei Lashma, Hagam, it's kosher, it doesn't matter. Still, also Klizrikdama Shalei Lashma. And that's the emphasis of the word Ella. How do you know that? Maybe once you do the Shechita Shalei Lashma, it's okay to do one of the other Avodah Shalei Lashma. Says the Gemara, Iba Yisei Masvara, Iba Yisei Makar, Iba Yisei Masvara, Mishum Deshani Bakalhani, Lishni Bavalezala. Because you messed up one time, that gives you an excuse now to do it again. So it's Pashit, it's a Svara. Iba Yisei Makar. Or you could say, it's actually learned out from a Pasik. This is a Pasik that we're going to get quite familiar with by the end of the week. Pasik says, Moises Vasecha Tishmar, Vasisa Kashan Adarta Lashem Alekecha Nadava. So the context is, somebody made a neder to bring a carbon. Says the Torah, you made a neder to bring a carbon, you have to bring it. This is a mitzvah saseh, by the way, for all nedar. Right? The Rambam says, nedarim is a loy saseh, lo yachal dvari. And there's two asehs. So this is one of the asehs of nedar. So if somebody says, arei olai oilo, so you have to bring the carbon oilo. So listen to the pasuk. Moitzis fasecha tishmar, vasisa kashen adarta l'ashem alikecho, nedava ashe dibarta beficha. The Mishnah started talking about a neder, and then we jumped ship. We started talking about nedava. So, Freit the Gemara, hi nedava, neder who? A neder and nedava we know is not the same thing. That's Megillah, first Perek, Mab, Ein Bein, neder and nedava, Harei Alai, Harei Zu. But the point is not the same thing. A neder and nedava is not, if it was the same thing, it'd be called the same thing. One's a neder, one's a nedava. So, how do we flip from neder to nedava? Zokt the Gemara, that the Pasuk's coming to teach me halacha. Im kemasha nadarta sisa yehi neder. If a person does the avodah with the carbon the way it was supposed to be done, in other words, the kehanim do what they were supposed to do, then neder, alts is good. V'im loy, but let's say they mess up. For example, the koyin had a machshava shalei l'shma, the halacha is nedava yehi. Then it's not a neder, rather it's a nedava. And zok de gemar, u nedava mishari l'shnuyeba. So if it's a nedava, you let it go l'katchila. If you have now an oila that flipped from an oilas neder to an oilas nedava. Why? Because of the machshava shaloi l'shma. Im kemash nedar tosisi yehi neder v'loi nedava. So somehow it just transformed from a neder to a nedava. Very nice. However that works in lumdus. But the point is, if it's a nedava, you can't just treat it like anything. It's a nidvas oila. An oilas nedava, you have to make sure that you're going to bring it l'shma. Either way, the reason the Mishnah said, it's coming to emphasize that with regards to every other halacha, you still have to treat us like an oila. The fact that it's le'olu l'bailu l'shem chayva is the only nafkemina in where this is not a perfect oila. Other than that, it's a perfect oila. So for example, even though there was a machshava shloi l'shma, it doesn't mean you have a right to do the next machshava shloi l'shma. What's takub shat? That's what the Mishnah is coming to say. Had the Mishnah know it, iba yisei masvara, the iba yisei makra. Zok to Gemara. Amalei Ravina, le rapapa. Le'havis kabam ba'urta b'tchuma. You know, rapapa, you weren't in the tchum for Shabbos, so you couldn't come to Beis Medrash, but you don't realize why you missed that in Beis Medrash. What happened? The Rami, Ravi, Mili, Mali, Sa'adadi. Ravi was saying, Shir. Shabbos, and he was asking stiris v'shanilu, and he was saying terutzim. The Gemara, my mili mal yisah. What was the mili mal yisah? Tanan. Morty said he didn't realize it's a shir on Shabbos. Kol asvachem shenizbuchu shaloi l'shmat v'goymer taima. This shaloi l'shmat hastama alu nami lebaylin l'shem chayim. The Mishnah is mashma that if a kohen doesn't avoida and he does it with a machshava shaloi l'shma, so the halacha is that it's going to cause problems. What are the problems? Either it's going to be kosher for like alu lebaylin l'shem chayva, or Pesach, Chatas, depending on which one of the four shittas in the Mishnah, it's actually going to be possible. So said Rava, it's mashma, that the only time a voida is possible when it's done with a machshava shalei l'shma is if it was done with a positive machshava shalei l'shma. Hastama, let's say the Kohen did not have a machshava l'shma, but he also didn't have a machshava shalei l'shma. So he's bringing an oila, and he didn't have in mind oila l'shem oila, but he also didn't have in mind oila l'shem shlamim. It was stama. He wasn't thinking about anything. It's mashma alunami lebailin l'shem chayva. A little bit said Rav in the Mishnah, it sounds like if the machshava was lehedya shalai l'shma, that's when it's a problem. But let's say it's stama, it's going to be kosh. Alma stama inami kilishma andami. You see that stama is kilishma. For a minute, Rav said, let me ask you a stira. And this was the geshmak stira that our papa missed out on. He asked the stira from Hilchis Gerishin, kol aget shenichtav shalai l'shem isha pasal. We know the halacha. It says in the Torah, v'kosav la'sefer krisos v'nasav yada, la l'shma, that when a sefer or the Baal writes a get isha, he has to have in mind l'shem the isha hamiskareshes. It has to be written l'shma, and that's this mishnah. Kol aget shenichtav l'shoy l'shem isha pasul. It said Rava, we know that loch is v'stam anami pasul, that by gerishin stam is pasul. So his kasha was that why le'inyan kachim is stam a kasher, and why le'inyan gerishin is stam a pasul. Manoshach. In both cases, a din l'shma. There's a din l'shem shisha dvarim azavach nizbach. A korban has to be l'shma. Stama is treated like l'shma. There's a din v'kasav lo l'shma, and stama is not k'l'shma. So Rava didn't understand why le'in kachim is stama k'l'shma, and why le'in gerishin is stama not l'shma. V'shani, Rava answered, zvachim b'stam l'shma noimden. A zevach, when someone has a korban oila, what's the tafkid of this oila? What's going to happen with this oila? What needs to happen with this oila? The oila has to be brought as a korban. The carbon has to be brought l'shma. That means the carbon is oimed to be hukrav l'shma. It's for that reason, stoma, without having anything in mind, we assume that it was done l'shem, what was inevitably going to be done with it, which is that it was going to be hukrav l'shma, and that's why stoma's k'l'shma dami. Isha b'stoma lav l'gerishin emedes. A woman, however, is not emedes l'gerishin. I mean that she's not emedes l'gerishin. When a sofer sits down to write a get, you can't say that she was emedes l'gerishin. So even if he didn't have anything in mind while he was writing the get, stoma is as if he had in mind to be megarish the isha. She wasn't emedes l'gerishin. The carbon was emedes l'karev. The isha's not emedes l'gerishin. Tosef speaks out that even if this woman was mezana tachas baila, so now she has a bit of a soita, so now that halachas her husband does have to be megarish. Maybe then say Isha is a medes l'gerishin. So maybe in this case, stoma should be l'shma. So Tosfos says no, and Tosfos says two terutzim, both lamdash terutzim. Number one, Tosfos says mikamakim lavli hiskarish beget ze oimedes. Even if she's a medes to be divorced, but not necessarily with this get, and we're donning the get. Or Tosfos says a very big chiddush that if a woman is mezana tachas bailo, the husband doesn't have an obligation to divorce her. He just can't be with her, but he doesn't necessarily have an obligation to divorce her. Either way, Rav asked the stira that by kachim there's a din l'shma, stoma is kilishma. By gerishin there's a din l'shma, and stoma is not kilishma. What's the difference? Rav said a chilik that zvachim b'stam l'shma oimdim, isha b'stoma lav l'gerishin oimedes. Freik the Gemara. How did Rav know that stoma is kilishma by zvachim? And the Gemara is going to ask, how did Rav know that by gerishin stoma is not kilishma? Rav had hanocha that by zvachim stoma is kilishma. Rav had hanocha that by gerishin stoma is not kilishma. He asked the stira and he said a geshmak of teretz. But the Gemara doesn't really know where Rav got it from. There's no mishnah that says stoma is kilishma by zvachim, and there's no mishnah that says stoma is not kilishma by gerishin. It's afraid the Gemara the stoma zvachim the stomach sherim minalon. How did Rav know that stoma is kilishma by zvachim? Maybe he learned it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kol asvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shma." The Mishnah, when it discusses the machshava apiselus of shaloi l'shma, what does the Mishnah say? Any zevach that was brought shaloi l'shma. V'loi katani, it doesn't say shaloi nizbuchu l'shma. It says it was nizbach shaloi l'shma, as opposed to loy nizbach l'shma. What's the difference? Nizbuchu shaloi l'shma is a proactive machshava apiselus. It was nizbach shaloi l'shma. Loi nizbach lishma is more milosh and heder. It wasn't nizbach lishma. So it sounds very clearly that the only time there's an issue in the Mishnah is when it was nizbach shalei lishma. But if it would only be loi nizbach lishma, because but the problem is, gabi get nami yoktani, by get this Mishnah says the same thing. Kol haget shen nichtav shalei l'shem ish apostle. V'loi ketani, and it doesn't say shalei nichtav l'shem ish apostle. So if we're going to make a diyuk in the Mishnah of Zvachim da Bezim and Aleph, then we have to make the same exact diyuk in the Mishnah Gittin Daf Chav Dalet Amin Aleph. And Rava clearly said that Stom is Lav Kilishma when it comes to Gerishin. So obviously this diyuk is not a diyuk. So again, where did Rava know this halacha b'chlal? Mishnah doesn't say anything about Stomah. The Mishnah talks about Shalei Lishma. Maybe stama is also a problem. El mihat tanan ketzad lishma v'shaloi lishma. We're gonna have a mishnah later in the perek after Yud Gimel Amin Aleph, where the mishnah discusses what would be if a person did an avodah and b'shas de avodah he had in mind lishma and shaloi lishma. So he had in mind both kavanas. He was bringing a korban chatas, for example, or a korban pesach. Pesach and chatas are examples of where shaloi lishma disqualifies the korban. So what if this person brought the korban pesach and he had in mind lishma and shalei lishma? First he had in mind l'shem pesach, and then he flipped, he said l'shem moila. Or vice versa. He had in mind shalei lishma and lishma. First he had in mind l'shem moila, and then he flipped to l'shem pesach. So it's a Mishnah. Ketzad lishma v'shalei lishma, l'shem pesach l'shem shlamim. And the halach in the Mishnah over there is pasul. Now here already we have a little bit more information. Because we have a Mishnah that's defining shalei lishma. And how does the Mishnah define a pesach shalei lishma? Pesach l'shem shlomen. Time the amal l'shem pesach l'shem shlomen. Hal l'shem pesach v'stama kosher. It sounds like if you would have in mind l'shem pesach and stama, it would have been kosher. Meaning our Mishnah never got involved in a case of the Mishnah never explained the shaloi l'shma. What the nusach of the machshava shaloi l'shma is. Oh, but the Mishnah Shpetel does. The Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel does do that. And then the Mishnah says, what's an example of a pesach l'shma v'shaloi l'shma? L'shem pesach l'shem shlomen. Now if stama is possible, then the Mishnah could have said l'shem pesach Ulishem stoma, or Ulishem pesach this stoma, alma. So it certainly sounds like stoma's kilishmandami, but the Gemara says doma shani hasam. It could be you're right. It could be in that Mishnah daf yud gimel amin aleph, stoma is lishma. But it doesn't necessarily mean that in zvachim daf beis, stoma's going to be lishma. Because we could say over there, kala oisa, al das rishayna hu oisa. Being that this person started thinking lishma, and then during the avodah he flipped to shalei lishma. Or he flipped to a stoma. So it could be over there, stoma's going to be kilishma. Because there's a svara to say that once you start thinking lishma, even if you stop, you don't have to think lishma throughout the entire avodah. So kol ha'oisa, that's rishayna ha'oisa. Once you start thinking lishma, that already is going to be enough. So enochanam, it's a good diyuk. In daf yud gimel, it's mavur, stoma's kilishma. But you know when you say stoma's kilishma? Where you started thinking lishma. Does heis as mizogin kol oisa al das rishayna oisa? But lav dafk if you never started thinking lishma, does stoma mean lishma? Maybe if I care, maybe stoma's not kilishma. So how did Rava know stoma's kilishma? So the Gemara says, "Elam yisayf." From the seif of that mission, the reish of the mission discussed a pesach that was brought lishma v'shaloi lishma. The seif discusses the opposite case where it was shaloi lishma and then lishma. Says the Gemara, "L'shem shlam imu l'shem pesach." What's the example of shaloi lishma lishma? Where first you had a mind l'shem shlam and then you had a mind l'shem pesach. Time adam l'shem shlam l'shem pesach. Ha stoma l'shem pesach kosher. It sounds like only if you had in mind a kavana of shaloi lishma and then a kavana of lishma is it going to be? But let's say you would have a mind stoma and then shaloi lishma. It sounds like that's going to be kosher as well. And there you don't have the svar of kol oisal das rishayna oisa, because there we're not discussing where you started thinking lishma. That was the ratio lishma and then shaloi lishma. There we're discussing shaloi lishma lishma. That means you didn't start thinking lishma. So if you didn't start thinking lishma and still you see stoma's kosher, so maybe that's how Rav knew stoma was kosher. You're right. He didn't see it in the Mishnah Daf Beis. He saw it in the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel. But the Gemara says no. Dumashani hasa. Maybe you could say damrina yichich seifei al tchilas. Just like there's a svara of kolaisa das rishayna oisa, there's the complementary svara of yechiach soifai al tchilasai. And that is that enochinami, this kohen started doing the avodah stama, but then he quickly started doing the avodah lishma. So maybe once you have lishma and the avodah, that's enough to be mechiach, to make the stama that this kohen started doing the avodah with lishma. Just like if you started lishma, what you do afterwards is considered lishma. Maybe it works in the reverse as well. If you finish lishma and you started stama, if you start shalei lishma, that's shalei lishma. But hamia, stama is kilishma only because there is an added svara of either kol oisa al das rishayna oisa or yechiach soif al tchilasa. But how do you know that stama's kilishma where there was no beginning of lishma and there was no end of lishma, where the entire avodah was done lishma? Inami, alternatively, if you're going to tell me you don't like the teretz of yechiach soif al tchilasa, still don't think you could bring a raya, says the Gemara, to Rava from the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel, because I did the Tanig Lishman v'Shalei Lishman Tana Nami Shalei Lishman v'Lishman. Because once the Mishnah said in the Reisha Lishma v'Shalei Lishma, and the Mishnah had to say Lishma v'Shalei Lishma, even if what, even if Stama is possible, why? Because in that case, Stama would be kosher. Because you'd say, so we just stayed consistent. And we said, Shaloi Lishma, the Lishma, rather than saying Stama Lishma. Hagam, it's possible that maybe Stama is going to be possible as well. Either way, says the Gemara. So you have no Raya from the Mishnah Daf Beis. You have no Raya from the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel. Elamiha. Perhaps the Raya is from the Mishnah Daf Memvav, the Mishnah that we mentioned in the intro. There are six Kavanas that the Kohen had to have in mind when he brought the carbon. L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zoyveach, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichoyach, V'chatas V'osham, L'shem Chet. Rabbi Yossi said, Af Mishalei Hayu Beliba L'shem Achas B'Kaleilu Kasher. Even a person who doesn't have in mind any of these kavanas, the carbon is still going to be kosher. Why? Shetanai Bezdin, listen carefully. Rabbi Yossi said, the Bezdin got together and they issued an edict. They said, Asnu Bezdin, the Loy Lamer L'shmai. Don't have in mind Lishmai. You know why? Duma Asi Lame Bishlai Lishmai. Because they were afraid that instead of saying Lishmai, maybe you're going to say it. By the way, Tosis Daf Beis Amud Aleph, right in the beginning of the Masechta, discusses Shaloi Lishmai. Is it a Machshava? Or did the Kohen have to say Lishaloi Lishmai in order to be considered Shaloi Lishmai? But either way, we were afraid. Duma Asi Lame Bishlai Lishmai. So you know what? Don't say Lishmai either. So what Rabbi Yossi say? Even though a carbon has to be brought Lishmai, forget about it. Just don't, Kohen. Don't think Lishma, don't think Shalei Lishma, just don't think about anything. Go about it Stama. Why? Because he was afraid that instead of thinking Lishma, or instead of saying Lishma, you're going to end up thinking or saying Shalei Lishma. Zakti Gemara, Hadrava Gezakt, V'i Solketaitach Stama Pasul. Now if you're going to tell me Stama's Pasul, Kaimi Bezdin Umasni Milsa Demifsalei, does Bezdin have a right to go and say that this carbon that's Pasul? Because it was Stama is really going to be kosher? Of course not. The only way the Chachamim would have had a right to say, Asnu Bezdin, to think, go through this carbon Stama, is if the halach is that Stama is kosher. Because if Stama is possible, how could Bezdin go and tell you to bring the carbon, but if impossible? So Zok the Gemara, Rava knew it not from the Mishnah that Bezam and Aleph, even though there's a subtle diak, Kol Azvachim Shenizbechu Shaloi Lishman. It doesn't say Shaloi Nizbechu Lishman. That's not a deal. That's not how Rav knew Stama's Lishma by Kachim. He didn't know it from the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel, even though from the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel there's also Mashmois. The Mishnah over there discusses an Avoida that was Lishma and Shaloi Lishma, or Shaloi Lishma and Lishma, and the same Avoida had two Gavanas. And then the Mishnah defined Shaloi Lishma, the shame, the wrong carbon. It was a Pesach Lishem Shlomim. That's not a raya either. Because maybe in that Mishnah, Stama is Lishma. But it's not a raya that Stama is always going to be Lishma. The raya is from the Mishnah, Daf Mevav Amud Beis, where Rabbi Yossi said that Asnu Bezdin, Deloy Lema Lishma, he had a reason, a good reason. Deloy Lema Shaloy Lishma, from there you have a raya, from there you have a makar that Stama is kosher. Because if Stama is possible, how the Chum have a right to go ahead and tell you to do it in a way that it's going to be possible? A little bit more Gemara. So that is the makar to this idea that Stama is kosher by kosher. Zakhti, where we got to get the Stama possible? You know, how do you know by get that Stama is possible? So we resolve the first half of the equation. How it is we know that Stama is kosher by Zvachim? How do you know it's possible by Gerishin? So we're going to go down memory lane here a little bit of Masecht is getting. Maybe it's from the following Mishnah. If a person was walking in the street, and he heard there was Seifrim, these are apprentices, these are people that are learning how to be Schreibers, and they said, Ish Pliny, Girish Plinus, Mima Complaining. So they're writing a fake get, they're just literally learning how to write a get, and they say that Reuven is divorcing his wife. Man, this person walks by and says, wow, look at that. What a coincidence. Mamish Basher. Zeshmi. Vizeshay Mishti. Why don't I go ask them for the get and let me divorce my wife? Pasal Igarish by the Loch is it's pasal. Kash is why. Why is it pasal? Why don't we say that the get, it's true, it wasn't written l'shem this man's wife, but it wasn't written l'shem anybody else's wife. So being that it wasn't written l'shem anybody else's wife, shouldn't that be categorized as stama? Thus it should be kosher. Elamai must be stama's pasul. But the Gemara says, Gilmut, look at the Rapapa. Maybe Pshat over there is like Rapapa. Dom Rapapa. Rapapa said, Achab Seifer Nasuin Lislami Naskina. For like Ichtov Lushum Krisus Kla. Rapapa explained it the way we explained it, that we're not just talking about a real Seifer. We're talking about Seiferim. They're not even planning on writing a get. Being that they're not planning on writing a get, so it was like Ichtov Lushum Krisus Kla. So that's worse than stama. Meaning maybe really stama's kosher. But it has to be the get written Lishem Krisus. It has to be written Lishem Gerishin. If it wasn't written l'shem krisis, it wasn't written l'shem gerishin, maybe that's what you have. No raya stamos pasul. You have a raya that a get that wasn't written l'shem gerishin is pasul. Okay, yeah, that no one's arguing with that. Rava wanted to say that a get that was written l'shem gerishin, it wasn't written for another woman, but it also wasn't written for your wife. If it was written stamos, that's pasul. You have no raya from the elamehah, says the gemara. Maybe you know from somewhere else. Yes, okay. And Mishnah says kosav l'garishas ishtay. If a man wrote a get to divorce his wife, v'nimlach, and then he changed his mind. Matzav ben iroi, and he met a landsman, va'amaloi, and he told him, you know, it's funny, yeah, you were going to divorce your wife, just so happens, I decide I want to divorce my wife. And shmikish mecha, v'shem ishti, g'shem ishtacha, why don't I just take this get off of you? I'll give you a few shekels and let me divorce my wife. Dalach is pasul l'garish boy. You're not allowed to divorce your wife, says the Gemara. So what do you see from here? That stoma is pasul, but the Gemara says, domashani hasim, di'intuk lei l'shem gerish in dahu. That's not stoma. There it was written specifically for somebody else's wife. In fact, it's so not shver that you have to know what the Gemara's Havamina was, right? We're trying to prove that Stama's possible. And we're bringing a case where Stama's not possible. Elameha. Either way, the Gemara says, maybe the Makar is from somewhere else. Yes, okay. And Yesh Lish Deinashim. What if one man has two wives? Shesh Moiseyem Shavas. So, once upon a time, you were allowed to marry two wives. Their names were even allowed to be the same. Kosav L'Gayosh Hesak Doilo. Let's say he wrote the get to divorce one of his wives. And then he changes mind. You know what? I'm going to divorce my other wife. Same name, so it's not a big tircha. Le'igarish by saktana. The loch is, he's not allowed to do that. So what do you see? L'chura, that stoma is possible. But again, the Gemara says, domashani hasam de'intek le'lishim gerishin da'ayi. That's not stoma. There you had in mind one of your wives, not the other wife. And being that you had in mind that wife, it makes it that it was written for her and not for the other one. Again, you have to know what the Gemara's Havamina is. These aren't examples of stoma. We're trying to prove that stoma is possible, bringing rayas from classic shaloi l'shmas. This would be the equivalent of an oilo l'shem shlomim. This is not the equivalent of a stoma. But either way, the Gemara says, Elameha, maybe I bring you raya from here. Yes, sir, okay. I'm a little avler. If a person goes over to a seifer and he says, I have two wives, I know I have to divorce one of them. I'm just not sure which one yet. So, ksoif, you write the get, and whichever one I decide I want to divorce, that's the one I'm going to divorce. Pasul l'garish, by. It's possible. Here already the Gemara thinks that maybe this is stama. Because here he never had in mind to decipher one particular wife. He wrote it, l'chura, stama, knowing that it's going to be one of this man's two wives. And still that lach is possible. So you see stama's possible. Maybe that's how Rabban knew stama's possible by Gerishin. But the Gemara says that's not a raya either. Because dilma, shani, hasam, de em breira. Maybe the reason that's possible is because of em breira. And there's a very important Rashi, when you learn the sugis of breira, but there's a very important Rashi right here, where Rashi explains the Gemara very gishmak. The emes is that we know what yesh breira means. Huvra davar l'mafreya. Ein breira, there's a big shaila in the Rishonim. Does it mean that nothing is nisbara l'mafreya? Meaning you can't create a chalois al yedei breira if you hold ein breira? Or does ein breira mean you could create a chalois, it's just not nisbara what the chalois was? So in this case, if somebody says ksoiv oleizah she'eretz agarish, and then lady decides I want to divorce her. If you hold yesh breira, huvra davar l'mafreya, the get was written l'shma, for the woman that you decided that you wanted a divorce. If you hold ein breira, it wasn't. But what does ein breira mean? Does ein breira mean huvra davar l'mafreya, that it wasn't written for anybody? Or ein breira says it was written for one of them. We just don't know which one it was written for. Zokt Rashi, and this is Rashi Shita and Chas, they now ein breira works. Something is chal l'mafreya. It's just not nisbar what was chal. Yesh breira says there's a chalois, and we even know what the chalois is. Ein breira says there's a chalois, we just don't know what the chalois is. Mamela Zeya Pasha the Gemara's Teretz. Of course it doesn't work. Stama maybe is kosher, but this is not stama. Because if you hold Ein Breira, maybe it was written for the other woman. If it was written for the other woman, how can you divorce this wife? So again, what's the makar? How do we know? How did Rava know that stama is possible by Gerish? Zok the Gemara, Elameha, Kosef Taif Segitin. Somebody's writing a get. Sorok Shianiach, there's certain parts of the get you have to leave out. Makima Ish, Umakima Isha, Umakima Eidim, Umakima Zman. Amrab, Yudama Shmuel, Av Sorok Shianiach, Makima Eret Muteres Chalad. Even have to leave out that line of areyat muteris l'chalad. Why do you have to leave these parts out? Because these are the parts that have to be written l'shma. Some of them, anyways, have to be written l'shma. Why do you have to leave it out? Because it has to be written l'shma. Why can't you write it and write it stama? Must be stama's pasul. So Rava knew that stama's kasher by zvachim. He knew that from the Mishnah in zvachim and vavam days. Rava knew that by gerishin stama is pasul. How did he know that? From this Mishnah, that the Seferim, they had to leave out the Makom Ha'ish and the Makom Ha'Isha. They couldn't just write Stama in case I ever find a woman with this name that's going to want to buy this get. They couldn't have stock of Gittin prepared for someone that wants to divorce his wife. Because even though it's not being written for another woman, and it's being written L'Shem Krisus, and there's no issues of Breira, but it's Stama. And Stama is possible. Rava didn't understand. Why is Stama kosher by Zvachim? Why is Stama kosher Puzzle by Gerushin. Vishani, and Rava answered. He said, Zvachim, which is Lishman, Oimdim. It's Oimid Lakrava, which has to be Lishma. Therefore, Stamas Kasher. Isha, that's lively Gerushin Kaima. It's for that reason it's going to be Puzzle. As far as raids, so Bezrat Hashem will speak out a lot of raid in the coming days. Just one other Gemara that is just worth mentioning. So we spoke out the chshivas of learning Seyd HaKachim from the Zayis Teres HaChatas perspective. But Emes is, there's another nuance as well. My son Shlomo Zalman reminded me that the Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Tes Amid Beis, the Gemara discussed, it's a complex Gemara in Perek HaMekabel, where Rav Acha Breid Rav Yosef asked the Kasha to Rav Ashi. And Rav Ashi was so impressed with the question that he asked him, Omar. So he turns to Rav Acha Breid Rav Yosef and he said, Kimatis L'Shchitas Kachim? When you start learning Masechtas Zvachim, ta actually, kum tzarek, lama rennen launen. When you come to Seder Kachim, Zok Rashi, he karti b'choshatu chodud. Rav Ashi tells Rav Acha B'dev, I see that you're chodud, you're sharp. V'yoidea lehamiku lehakshos. And you understand, ki matas l'masechtas Zvachim, shiya muka. When you come to Masechtas Zvachim, which is a tiflin limud, ta actually, come, let's talk in learning, the etn lev letares. And I'm going to try to answer, of course, we know in Brisk, they learn Seder Kachim. Baruch Hashem, my brother, brought me from Eretz Yisrael, from Yeshua, to Shiva, Shiurim. So we'll have some fun with that over the coming months and years.